This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.
Ross Greenwood last night hosted Macquarie Radio's budget night on 2GB, 4BC and stations across the country. As I'm going to him, I've just had a look through a number of things in relation to questions I've been asked about the budget. Supporters of public broadcasting need not have feared the budget. The $1.2 billion that taxpayers contributed to run the ABC this financial year will be snipped by just $4 million. $4 million out of $1,200 million. The government announced last year that efficiency savings will be made at the broadcaster. SBS also received minimal cuts in this year's budget. The ABC can expect further budget cuts with a projected taxpayer contribution for 2016-17 down to $1.158 billion. But crikey, out of a $1.2 billion budget, a drop in the ocean at $4 million. Now, we spoke Alan spoke this morning to various people about the budget, and last night Ross spoke to the Treasurer, Joe Hockey. The focus of the budget is on small business and childcare, and they're saying that's an attempt to boost the economy. It's been greatly accepted, even by critics of the government and of Joe Hockey. It's been widely reported as a budget designed to undo the damage from his first budget and maybe paving the way for an early election. The host of Money News on the Macquarie Radio Network, he's in Canberra where he's freezing, is Ross Greenwood. Ross, g'day.
G'day to you, Ray. How are you doing?
Well, I'm warmer than you, although I did go outside about an hour ago and I had no idea how cold it was in Sydney until I went outside.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, cold as a treasurer's kiss in Canberra this morning, Ray.
Now, I mean, one of the things before I get into what you're about to tell me, and congratulations on your coverage last night, we are now spoilt rotten, generally. There are 20 pages in the Telegraph, there are 14 pages in the Australian, 16 pages in the Courier Mail for Queenslanders, there's as much in Fairfax, probably 16 to 20 pages. I mean, it covers every single part of the budget. There's nothing left out.
No, and do you know what I reckon this is? I don't know about you, Ray, but since we were young people growing up, I reckon our literacy, our understanding about this is much greater now. So we do understand what a deficit is. We do understand the issues of our national debt. We understand about economic growth and why that's important and why that translates to our jobs. So many more of us these days are tradies or self-employed or having a bit of a go, which is what this budget is all aimed at. But the fact of the matter is, you've got a situation where because our literacy is so much better, we can now read and understand this stuff and really get a good view as to whether we think this is in our interests or not. And I think that's part of a good, healthy debate inside our community, is that we have the knowledge, therefore we have the tools to be able to recognise whether we're being spun a story or whether this is something we can genuinely believe.
That's really interesting. I've been doing this sort of show for over 20 years, and I always say that the listeners are now the most sophisticated they've ever been and best informed. But I remember growing up back in the 60s, as far as the federal budget was concerned, all Mum and Dad were worried about was the tax rate, and as the state budget, how much the cigarettes and grog were going up.
Well, you remember that was booze up, cigs up. That was always the thing that people looked at with the budget, nothing else. Well, these days we can have a genuine, mature debate about, well, what is the right level of debt in Australia? Is our debt out of control? Is it going the wrong way? Do we think we have to sacrifice something for that? What are we prepared to sacrifice? Or if we're not prepared to sacrifice, can we make the country grow faster to actually, you know, get off our backsides, have a bit of a crack at business and try and overcome the fact that the commodity prices have fallen and that we don't have a mineral boom anymore? All of those things are things that people now get, they understand. And I think that's a good thing for our community overall. And it probably doesn't help the politicians that we know a bit more now than what we did in the past, because it makes their job a bit harder trying to explain it all to us.
Double barrel question. A lot of commentators saying it's an election budget before Christmas. But if he has no luck again, the Prime Minister, with the Senate, and you'd reckon they'd have to be, well, I'm not going to say what they would be, but they probably will be obstructionists. If he doesn't get it through the Senate, will we head to a double dissolution, do you think?
I think we'll have to. I don't think he'll have any choice, because effectively a government that's been elected to govern, that's not been allowed to do the job. And so what choice has he got? The second part also, even for their own survival, this is why I've made the observation here that body language is so important for both the Prime Minister and the Treasurer as they go around selling this budget. Because last year, to my mind at least anyway, the Treasurer's mood and even the Treasurer's whole demeanour, the way he carried himself, was just all wrong. You know, Joe Hockey generally is a pretty upbeat, sort of jovial sort of fella. The fact of the matter is last year he had a face like thunder. He was selling something that you get the sense that he didn't really want to sell, but he felt like he had to sell. And that was that budget of austerity. Now, that meant that consumer confidence fell, business confidence fell, and I think that really did almost cruel Tony Abbott's chances that led to that speculation about his leadership. Well, this year, the rallying cry to small business and to tradies to get out there and have a go is all about trying to boost the economy, and that means you've got to have confidence from your political leaders. So my message is you're going to know very, very quickly which way this is going by simply watching the behaviour of those two people and seeing just what their body language is like.
Well, I've watched Bill Shorten on Sky News, no doubt as you have this morning. He's already talking about his opposition to the budget. In fact, he was talking about it before he released yesterday.
Yeah, no, I just find that rather bizarre. The little bits they might let through, speaking to Chris Bowen, the Shadow Treasurer last night, is they'll probably let through parts of the small business package. They'll probably let through some of the childcare stuff. But the real problem you've got is you've got to ask the question about an alternative government, where they're going to be prepared to cut without necessarily taking away from those people who are producing most in our community. And that's not to say that you can't have a bit of a snip of the rich from time to time. You probably should to even up the system. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, you just can't continue to say, well, all right, we're going to have a big crack at giving money to those people who are already getting fairly significant handouts, but we're going to take it away from those people who are earning most. One thing I will say about this budget, though, having a big go at those large companies that are shifting money overseas is absolutely the right and proper thing to do because those companies should be paying their taxes in Australia. And if the government could do anything to try and make them pay their taxes here in Australia, then they should be having a good go at that. I think that's highly popular.
And there's a number of well-received things. The other thing about backpackers and people who come here to work as itinerants and, you know, move in, get the money, they're now going to pay 32.5 cents in the dollar straight away. There's no threshold for them.
Yeah, and look, and again, you know, you say to yourself, well, you know, is that reasonable? Is that fair? Well, they're not citizens of Australia. Should they really enjoy the same benefits where you get the first $18,000 or so tax-free in Australia? Why not have them simply pay their taxes straight up front? Because that's what they would be doing in their home countries. I think that's absolutely perfectly reasonable. And it also means, if you like, that Australian labour gets an advantage as compared with overseas labour. And again, to my mind, I think we've got to try and give favour to Australian workers, which is also the reason for that package with childcare. If you've got a mum and a dad and mum's just had a child, one of the barriers to putting her back into the workforce, every family sits around a kitchen table and thinks about this, is it worthwhile me going to work if childcare is so expensive that we're effectively losing money for me to go back to work, in which case mum stays at home. She doesn't pay taxes. So if the government can help that situation out, then that is a good thing for the country. And to be honest, it's probably a good thing for that family as well.
Thanks as always. We'll hear you tonight, Ross.
No problems at all.
Host of Money News on the Macquarie Radio Network from Canberra, Ross Greenwood covering it from last night.
This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 colour multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.